We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We are starting from two dots on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Said in the Mishnah, V'chein b'ben oy v'bas. That means if a shor kills a child, a girl or a boy, the law is that shor is chayiv skila. Chayiv skila and chayiv kofer, the same halacha as if the shor kills a gadol or a gadayla. The same thing by ben abbas. Tana rabban, unta b'raisa. The pasuk says, "Oy ben yigach, oy bas yigach, kamish v'zeh yos alohi." That halacha is the Torah tells you that if the shor hurts or damages or kills a child, the halacha is that yechayiv lechayiv al ktanim kegdayim. The yechayiv al ktanim just like yechayiv al gdayim. Lo yidinu. Frak the more. What do you need a pasuk for? Should be a kav chaymer. You find that an Adam HaMazik is chayiv if he hurts a person. V'chayiv shor b'adam. You find a shor that hurts an Adam. A shor is chayiv. So mak is chayiv Adam. There's no difference in k'tanim and g'dayim. A person who kills someone, he's chayiv misa. Say if he kills a god, or say if he kills a katan. Like Rashi brings down, the pasuk says, ki yaka kol nefesh. Kol nefesh Adam. I feel a k'tanim. It's mashmi even k'tanim. It says kol nefesh, any nefesh. So, basically, you can make a ma'amad tzino and say, just like you find by Adma Mazik, if he kills a gedolo, he kills a katana, the halacha is yechayiv. If there's no chilek, there's no difference between katana and gedolim. After yechayiv shabbat, no sach the boy being katana and gedolim. You should really make a ma'amad tzino and say, just like by a person who's a retzef, if he kills a child, he's chayiv. Same thing by a shar. And even more, void kavachaymu, uma odom ba odom. Which is not so chomer. If a child kills someone, chas v'shalom, the child's not chayiv misa. And still, chayiv al ktanim gdolim, still a machmir that if he kills a child, he's chayiv. So shor ba'odom, she'osu ba'ktanim gdolim, by a shor, even a shor is 1 day old, is chayiv on damages. There's no difference in ktanim gdolim. So in addition, chayiv al ktanim gdolim, it's a kav chaymer. Madach by a adam, we're a more makel, because if it's a katan who kills, he's not chayiv. And still, he's chayiv, say if he kills a gadol or a katan, it means if a gadol kills a gadol or a katan. The gadol is chayiv, so shor is chayiv already from 1 day old already. So of course, the shor is chayiv on say a gadol, say a katan. So first of all, we have a mamatzin, we say, well, we have a kav chaymer. So what do you need a pasuk for? Loy. There was no. If amr is adam ba adam, you would say maybe your adam is chayiv, even on a katana. Because Adam has a chumra, it's chayiv and dalad dvarim, it's chayiv nezek tzar ripa shavas abayshus, and the extra things tzar ripa shavas abayshus is only by Adam, not by a shar. Time of shar is going to chayiv dalad dvarim, not chayiv dalad 4 things, only nezek. So Adam has a chumra over shar, and that's why maybe the Adam should be chayiv even if it kills a ketana. Tamaloymoi ben yigach ibas yigach lechayiv ketanim gedolim. That's when the pasuk teach us that yichayiv an ketanim gedolim. Ve'ein li ela b'muid. Now this pasuk that's marba ben yigach bas yigach is talking about a tam. It's talking about a muad rather. It's talking about a muad. So how do you know by tam? You only find by muad that the shor hamuad is chayiv if it kills a ketana or gedola, or katan. How do you know that by a tam, a shor tam is also chayiv for a minor? Zok tomorrow of only a muad betaminayin. Zok tomorrow didn't. I'll make a maratzinu. How the chayiv the ish. V'isha, v'chayiv ben ubas. Just like we know that a shor is chayiv v'hemis isha isha if it kills a man or a lady, and also is chayiv v'ben ubas. So makas chayiv ish v'isha lechlachta v'ben tam and muad. Just like v'ish v'isha, both the pasuk by tam and both the pasuk by muad say isha isha. Both pasuk chavches, parichaval chavches, that says that a tam kills a isha isha chayiv skila, and the pasuk chavtes that says by a muad hemis isha isha ishar yisakal. So clearly, when it comes to ish v'isha, there's no difference between tam and a muad. So same thing after chayiv ben bas when you're talking about a tanim, also a sachle ben tam muad. It won't be a difference tam and muad. Even though the pasuk that says oy ben yigach abasi goes a muad, we'll learn out tam from mamatzino. Just like by isha isha, no chilek tam and muad, no difference. So same thing by katana, we know there's no difference between tam and muad. V'oid even more, kavachaymu is a kavachaymu. Ma ish v'isha, shkin hayra kaycham nezikin. Ish v'isha, they're hayra kaycham, they always have to pay for damages. And still, we're machmar on them, we go hard on them. Still, l'chalak to b'yam tam l'mud, l'chalak to b'yam tam l'mud. And still, ish v'isha, we sit at them, b'yam tam l'mud, yuchay for killing ish v'isha. Even though usually they're on the upper hand. They always have to pay for damages. Ben or Bas, Ketanim, have the upper hand when it comes to Nezikim. Because Allah is, if they damage other people, they're potter. So Ben Obas, who Yafa Koyachim Mizikim, they have the upper hand, ain't a din shloi tachim ben tam amur, so of course a tam amur, and even a tam is chayiv on them. Because Madach the Ishvi Isha, the Gedolim, who are, they're not Yod El Yayna, and still we say that Yechayiv, so for sure, by Ben Obas, even a tam will be chayiv. So that's a kavachaymer. So you have two things: the mamatzino and a kavachaymer. The mamatzino is learning out, just like by muid is chayef ektanim, so tam chayef ektanim, and there's a kavachaymer also that madoch ish veisha, which is hayra, but ish veisha, which is hayra kaychan is chayef. So for sure, ben abbas chayef betam. So the Gemara says. Mora says the Amrit Chidon and Kal Mechomer Lahachmalov. Could you learn out Tam from Mu'ud? Mu'ud is more Chomer than a Tam. Im Hichma Mu'ud Hachomer Tachmer V'Tam Akal. You mean Machmer V'Tam Akal? Now Mu'ud is more Chomer. Rashi says why? Because you see, it's Chay. Mu'ud is Chayav Kaifer. Mashaikin a Tam. So Mu'ud is more Chomer than a Tam. So how are you learning out a Tam from a Mu'ud? By Mu'ud it says that Yichay the Shah Mu'ud is Chayav for killing Ketanim. Who said a Tam is Chayav for that? You can't learn out from a Chomer. Another question is the whole kavachaymer. That's a question of the mamatzinu. Stam, you say the mamatzinu. We say just like by just there's no chilek between tamud and isvi yisho. So we'll learn out also the gabi ben abbas. So on that we're saying that you can't learn from mud. Mud is more chomer. And I had a kavachaymer. Va'oid im armes v'isvi yisho shekin chayavim b'mitzvus tayim ben abbas tuner mitzvus. Instead of kavachaymer, isvi yisho that was hura kaicham, which means they are. Yod al tachtoin them still yichayef for killing them. So maybe Ben Abbas is a kavachaymer. So no, maybe Ishvish is better Ben Abbas when it comes to killing them. Why? Because Ishvish is chayef mitzvahs. A Ben Abbas is tumah mitzvahs. That's why I need an extra pasuk. Tamlo ben yigach abbas yigach. And the word yigach is extra, like the Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out. They just say Ben Abbas, and we understand kamish b'azel yosloi means if they get damaged, they the same halacha. If they get killed, that's the same halacha. Why you say yigach? So it's mimarba two things. Negicha b'tam, negicha mu'ud. First of all, it's mimarba that even by tam, the tam is chayev on ketanim. And also, we're being marba, negicha l'misa, negicha l'zakim. That passed to amisa. That even by nezikin also, the shara is chayev for hurting children also, for nezikin the chayev was not only for misa, even for nezikin as well. So that's the two extra words yigach teaching us each thing. Ad kan, this gemara ben yigach ben zigach. And basically, gemara is proving that even ketanim, a shara is chayev even for ketanim, Sai the Shar is Chayev Misa, and Sai the Shar is Chayev Benezikin if he damages, and Sai by Tam and Sai by Muid, that's the halacha. Dr. Mishnah, new Mishnah. Shari Mischachev a Kaisel, a Shar that was scratching himself on the wall, the Nofal Adam, and he knocked the wall down and fell on a person and killed the person. Or, the Skavla Harik's Behema, the Behema was trying to kill another Behema, the Harik's Adam killed the Adam. Or Liknani, which is a non-Jew, the Behemoth was trying to kill a non-Jew. Varag ben Yisrael killed the Yisrael. Linafalim was trying to kill a Nefel, which is a baby which is not going to live. Varag ben Kiyama, and killed a child which is going to live. The Lach is a Pata. All these cases, since you weren't Mechavin for the Bar Chiyuva, the person you chayev for, you weren't you're trying to kill a Behemoth, you're not chayev skila for that. You weren't trying for the Adam, or you scratched yourself on the wall, the Behemoth, or the Behemoth was trying for a non-Jew, or for a Nefel. Since all those cases, for the thing the behemoth was trying for was not chayev misa, even though it inadvertently killed the person. The halacha is you're not chayev misa because we learn can misa the baalim just like the baalim wouldn't get misa for that, so the shah is not get misa for that as well. So that's the mishnah says potter. Now we know every time a shah kills a person, there's two chiyuvim. There's chiyev misa and there's chiyev kaifer. There's chiyev skila on the shah and there's chiyev kaifer. So when it says potter, what does that mean exactly? That will be the gemara's discussion. Talk to gemara. Omar Shmuel, Potter me Misa v'chayev b'kayfer. Shmuel says, Misa y'potafa. Why? Because Kemisa is a Bailim. It has to be just like a Bailim wouldn't be chayev Misa for that. So the Shor is not chayev Misa in that either. But v'chayev b'kayfer. How do you know chayev b'kayfer? We had a Gemara, and that Bem Gimel and Beis, that darshan im kayfer, the extra word im, the lahavi shleva kavana is chayev b'kayfer. So that's number one. Then we have, that's chayev b'kayfer. Rav Ama, Potter mizeh u'mizeh. Rav says y'potafa from kayfer. Potter Misa from kayfer. Now, what's the reason for that? Because he doesn't. He darshins. The pasuk says, "Hashar yisakel the gambol of yumas and kaifer yushes alav." Only when the shar gets skila do you pay kaifer. If the shar does not get skila, then you don't pay kaifer. That was the drasha of Rabba before, and Rav goes like Rabba. So we have here machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which is really machlokes before between Rabba and we had Mandiyama before who held Rav Yechanan who held im kaifer. It's really the same machlokes Rav Yechanan and Rabba. It's really machlokes Rav and Shmuel. break the Gemara Kasha like this. Vamai hotamu. So he's saying, he's asking Kasha, even if you darshan im kaifer. So he's saying that Yechayev kaifer. For example, the shah was scratching himself on a wall, the wall fell on a person. He's saying, Yipata famisa, but Yechayev kaifer. What do you mean? It's the first time. It's a tam. Vamai hotamu. It's a tam. And a tam's not chayev kaifer until three times. It's a mu'ud. Here wasn't a mu'ud. And for the Gemara, Kedomar Rav, Bemuad, Lipa, Abni Adam. Now, just speak out that L'chayra here, the Shara scratched himself on the wall. Maybe it's like Shane. He's doing La'anasai. So it's Mavuya and Rashi later on that Rashi learns that this is, it's like Mashunah. It's something that's Mashunah, and therefore you have to come on to three times to make it into Amud. Tais learns a little different there. Frey Timar of Tamu, and for Timar, Kedomar Rav, Rav says later on, that Sugi later on Daf Memches. He says, there's a case where a behemoth fell onto a person in a bar, it was sitting in a bar, it was sitting in a manhole, and the shah fell into the hole onto the person. So if it happened three times, then it's chayav kaifer, becomes a mu'ud. This behemoth was a mu'ud to scratch himself on the wall and knock over the wall on people. If that's the case, so if that's the case, then he's chayav misa. He's chayav misa. L'chayra, if he did it the first time already, he's chayav misa. And so what's the case over here that they ran away? Maybe I said, talking about what's the case? L'chayra, here it's a bar katala. The first time it's a bar katala because it's a mu'ud and it's trying to knock it down onto people. Bishlam ha'hasam the chazi yareikum nafa. Bishlam abay shar that fell on an adam in the bar. You can answer there. That the reason why he didn't kill him the first three times is because the behemoth saw a vegetable and went to eat it. And that's not chayiv misa. But here, if he's a mu'ud, so what does it mean loy meskaven? Mu'ud means he's doing it on purpose. He's knocking on the wall onto the person, so that's called kavana. Zokta Gemara, he's not doing it to knock the wall down onto the person, and therefore you have a kasha, it should be chayiv misa right away. It's just doing lahana asai, and shloy be kavana. But a mindset after becomes a mu'ud, then yechayev kaifer. Pray to Gemara, how do you know that he's doing lahanasa? The boss of the Nafa comes sachabay. After it falls down, he goes ahead and scratches himself on his stall. So you see clearly that he's doing it lahana asai and not lekavana se lahazik and not lekavana to kill the person. And therefore, there was no misa the first time. But pray to Gemara, vakati tsuaristin. Kash is like this. The Alamaisa, it's shorish, which means to say is like this, that the only thing Yechayev Kaifer is only if it's direct damage by the shor. The shor gores someone with his horn and kills someone, then Yechayev Kaifer. But here, it's shorish, it's indirect. You knocked on the wall killed the person. So that's not a case of shor hamazik, it's called shorish, and you don't find Kaifer by shorish. Amar Rav Mari Rav Kahana, the ka'ozl minei. No, it didn't hit the wall and the wall fell on the person. The behemoth kept pushing the wall and rolling the wall until it pushed into the person. So that is called a direct damage. But like Rashi speaks out, it wasn't mechavan lahazik. It wasn't mechavan to kill. He was trying to scratch himself, but he kept him pushing the wall and scratching on the wall until it actually killed someone. So we have a mechagis Rav and Shmuel. Zohar Tegmar Tanya say the Shmuel Matir to Rav. I'm bringing a raya to Shmuel's halacha, the Ichayiv Kaifer, because Shmuel holds from the drasha im kaifer yechayev kaifer, even though you part of a misa because of shloi bekavana, you still chayev kaifer. And I bring a raya to Shmuel v'tiyufta the Rav, nekasha Rav. The brayso goes like this: Yesh chiyev b'misa uve kaifer. There's some things that are chayev. Sometimes the shor hamazik is chayev misa and kaifer. V'yesh chayev kaifer part of misa. Sometimes the shor is chayev kaifer and part of misa. V'yesh the opposite: chayev misa part of kaifer. V'yesh part of misa is there. Sometimes part of both. What's the example? Okay, so. Mu'id bekavana. If a mu'id goes ahead, it's already a mu'id, it damaged three times, it hurt someone, it killed someone three times, and now it goes ahead and kills someone on purpose. Here's a case, classic case, chayiv misa over kaifer. Mu'id, shaloi bekavana. A mu'id, that was a mu'id to kill people, but here he did it shaloi bekavana. The halacha is chayiv bekaifer, upata misa, because Shmuel darshan's im kaifer, it's a right to Shmuel, kasha rav. You see, even though the behemoth is not chayiv misa because shaloi bekavana, still you chayiv kaifer. This is a right to Shmuel, not like rav. So mu'ud shloi bekavana chayiv kaifer part of misa tam bekavana. If it's a tam, but he does it lahachas to kill someone, lach is a chayiv misa, but part of a kaifer. There's no kaifer by a tam, like we learned earlier on. Either that's megufay or because the lach is we learned that from a baal sharnaki. But either way, a tam does not be a kaifer, and it's according to this brayso at least. Tam shloi b'kavana. If it's a tam without kavana, so here you don't get anything. Patav mizem is there. Patav miso kosh shloi b'kavana. And patav kayf because of tam. So that's this brayse and mafurish arayi to Shmuel and tchuf to the rab. The Gemara ends off like this. The brayse goes like that. V'nezokin shloi b'kavana. What's the halacha? Nezokin shloi b'kavana. If it just damages, it doesn't kill. So it's mavuyah in the way the Bach learns Rashi. We're talking about here a shard that was mazik adam. It hurt adam. So the truth is, the Torah never says mafurish shard shem mazik adam. So maybe it has the same din as just like when Shar kills a person, it's the only time your chayiv misa is only bekavano. So maybe tashlum imam nazik is also only chayiv only if it's bekavano. What happens shloi bekavano? So machlokes a nizokin shloi bekavano. Huda mechayiv Rabbi Shimon poiter. My time with Rabbi, what's Rabbi Huda says he chayiv? Yalach bekayfrei. My kayfrei shloi bekavano chayiv. Just like a kayfer, according to Shmuel and according to Brisa holds. Im Kaifer says, even Shloi B'Kavani Chayiv Kaifer. Afan Azok Nam Shloi B'Kavani Chayiv. Damage is also Chayiv by Shloi B'Kavani. Rav Shimon, Yaf B'Katale. Rav Shimon learns it out from the Chiyiv Misa of the Shark. Tell your Shark, Mak Kotle Shloi B'Kavani, Potter. Just like when the Shark kills, it doesn't get Skila of Shloi B'Kavani. Shloi B'Kavani is Potter. Afan Azok Shloi B'Kavani Potter. Yeah, it's not going to talk about that. Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yelf Vektale, learn from Vektale. He's like, no, don't tashlum and tashlumim. Why don't tashlum and misa? Kaifer is a tashlumim that you pay for Yisrael Kavana. So the Zikin also, which is the only payment, you do Yisrael Kavana. Rabbi Shimon Nami Yelf Vekaifer, learn from Kaifer. Rabbi says, no. Donem Chiyuvim Deshar, Mechiyuv Deshar, Lafuke Kaifer, the Chiyuv de Baalim here. Mars is the biggest side. Rabbi Shimon is the biggest side. Kaifer is not a Chiyuv of the Shar, it's a Chiyuv of the Baalim. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Chiyuv Deshar is the skila, the ketale, kaif the chiyuv the baalim kaparas nafshi. It says kapara, but the kash is what do you mean? They're both the same thing. It's the shor is mazik and the baalim is responsible. So what does it mean that the skila is chiyuv the shor and the kaif is chiyuv the baalim? So the Rabbi Chanan Vasserman explains in Kavitz Biurim, he explains that the reason why shor hamazik is chayiv for damages and chayiv skila is because the shor damaged. And the shmirah that the Baalim can make is like a ptur. If the Baalim watches it, it's potter. That's all. But really, it's atzar hamazik. Masha'inkin kaifer, the chi of kaifer is because he didn't watch the shar. It's not because the shar was mazik. It's because he didn't watch it. That's the chi of kaifer. And therefore, it's ksir a chi of the Baalim. And therefore, the Rav Shimon holds, you learn out the damages of the zikin from the chiyuvim of the shar, which is the skila, which is the chiyuv of the shar. Kaifer is not a chiyuv of the shar hamazik. It's not because my mom was mazik. It's because I didn't watch it. It's my responsibility. It's my hezek. And therefore, you don't learn out the zikim from kaifer, could kaifer something else, chiyuv of the baalim. Therefore, Rav Shimon will hold that you are potter. Just because you potter by skila shloi b'kavana, on a zikin also, the baalim will be potter to pay for the zikim by shloi b'kavana, just like the potter on skila.